Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once, a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time, and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The opening day of a new week. It is a Monday into hour number two, live right here on the Early Line on Sports Grid. He is Donnie Wrightside. I am Ben Stevens. In this second hour, do not you worry. It is the month of July. It is a month of football. On Saturday, the LA Chargers will send their rookies to training camp, as by the end of the following weekend, we will have the vets reporting for the Lions and the Bolts, who face off in the Hall of Fame game at the end of this month of July. We have a football game this month and for the next 8 months in a row. So we continue to have that football state of mind here following the 4th of July weekend to get you ready all around the National Football League. A playoff profile for all of our playoff teams this week from last year in the NFL. Will they be back in the postseason? Can they elevate the ceiling? Maybe a wild card team to a divisional contender, a divisional winner, and heck, maybe even a Super Bowl contender as well. That will be the story this week here on TEL. But we start off the RS with a WNBA recap from the weekend that was as well.
Yeah, big weekend in the WNBA. And also, you know, the champ, the cup champions, the Commissioner's Cup champions, the Indiana Fever here trying to fight for a playoff spot, because we know the ratings are going to depend on the Indiana Fever getting into the playoffs, not the 17-2 Minnesota Lynx. But a lot of good topics to hit. And you're right, sooner than later, football creeps in. We just start to see the guys in training camp. You hear that information come out. Who's taking more reps there in Cleveland? Who's going to be the starting quarterback here? Who's actually going to be injured? Who's holding out at this point? Will the Cincinnati Bengals ever remedy their defensive line? We should get some answers soon. Sooner, hopefully, than lately, man. Come on, man. Or later, I should say. Goodness.
I would agree, DRS. There will be a lot to get ready for before we get to training camp. And if those holdouts and contract situations, namely four defensive stars in the AFC North, will reveal their ugly heads once again. All right, let's recap the weekend that was in the WNBA. DRS on Sunday, a triple header, including that best team in the W getting yet another home victory. The Minnesota Lynx did lose in the Commissioner's Cup on Tuesday night to the Indiana Fever. That game in Minneapolis, but does not count to your regular season record. So when you look at the regular season record, who has the best by far? That would be Minnesota. 17-2, a 4.5 game lead over the Phoenix Mercury and the New York Liberty. And according to the regular season mark, a perfect 11-0 at home. 80-75, the win for Minnesota over the Chicago Sky yesterday. We'll get to the comparison in title odds in just a moment, but let's give some credit to Angel Reese, who has been absolutely balling. Five consecutive games, DRS, of at least 16 boards, and has been racking up with some points, 18, 17, 24, and 16, better than 43% from the floor in all four of those consecutive games, scoring at least 16 points. Of course, efficiency has been a huge question for Reese into her second year. She is cleaning it up and playing really, really well. All right, back to the title odds. The New York Liberty, the reigning champs, DRS, still the favorites by 60 cents. But the Lynx, by far the best team at plus 230 in New York, a part of the triple header yesterday, beat at home by the Seattle Storm in Brooklyn.
Yeah, we're taking a look here at these odds pricing and saying to ourselves, all right, this feels a lot like the NBA. Hey, look at this. One team is 17-2, one team is 12-6. Doesn't matter. Regular season doesn't mean anything. Just wait to get to the playoffs and the Minnesota Lynx will fold up. Well, don't we sort of get that eye point from the Oklahoma City Thunder in the NBA? 17-2, best record in the WNBA. Oh, okay, see, they'll fold the playoffs once they get there. They haven't won anything just yet here. That might not be the case at this point, so maybe buyer beware. You're saying, oh, once the playoffs get here, the Liberty are going to be better than the Lynx. That'll be some interesting thought process to watch out. And also, you are right. They did lose to the Fever without Caitlin Clark, but it doesn't count against the record, which is kind of interesting here. But on the plus side here, it looks like we have a lot of competitive teams heading down the stretch with multiple teams with a legitimate chance to win. And also, the key wild card for real is the Indiana Fever when they get Caitlin Clark, if they get her back healthy. She's missed a lot of games.
A lot of games. We'll talk about CC in just a moment. I bet the Lynx last week at a 3-1 price to win the WNBA title because DRS, the question we had about OKC was that playoff pedigree. Well, Nafisa Collier and the Lynx have it. They went to five games. Of course, last year, the WNBA Finals, only a best of five. This year, for the first time ever, a best of seven. They went to five games against the Liberty. And in that decisive winner-take-all game five, forced OT as well. And Minnesota, more than likely, having to travel to Barclays last year, will have home floor advantage if this keeps up the remainder of the summer. Give me the Lynx in how they are playing. Give me Nafisa Collier, who is the hefty favorite to win WNBA MVP at minus 550. You see Breanna Stewart there, 11-1, our reigning WNBA MVP winner. In that price, DRS, Stewie's been struggling 4 of 17 yesterday against the Seattle Storm, and it's part of the reason the Liberty have struggled as well. Now, injuries have been a big component. Yes, Breanna Stewart is still there. Yes, Sabrina Ionescu is still there. 22 points yesterday for New York. They just got back Leonie Fibich, who was one of their leaders as well. But no Double J. That is Jonquel Jones, one of the best bigs in the association. She is still out for about 4 to 6 weeks, DRS, with an ankle sprain. So when you look at the New York Liberty, you do kind of have to question what the outlook is despite remaining the title favorites, but injuries could be the main reason.
Yeah, play their way back into certainly being a favorite that they are here at the sports books. But understand this, by the way, do we really need 7-game series in playoffs and finals? Like, do we really need that? Like, and I know football's not the same, but like one game, man, you know, that night you're winning or losing or moving on. There is something to that. But I see like the WNBA get a laugh at it. It's like, okay, like that's like a quarter of their season, which is just the WNBA final, it feels like. I just don't know if we need 7 games. I really don't. It seems a little much.
I like it. I like the idea of extending to 7, at least for that championship series. Speaking of injuries, DRS, around the WNBA, Caitlin Clark has been a big story. Of course, she has already missed a ton of games this season. She could return on Wednesday against the Golden State Valkyries, but that's seemingly unlikely. And in the 9 games without Clark this year, including the Commissioner's Cup championship game on Tuesday night, Indiana victorious, 5-4 without CeCe. But again, Clark in her second year, despite struggling with injuries, a groin, a hamstring at times, or a quad injury, she has been great. 18 points per game, averaging nearly 9 dimes. Her shooting has been off this year. A couple of games without even hitting a 3. And in her last 3 games on the floor, Caitlin Clark, 1 of 23 from beyond the arc. Some people have questioned, are the Fever better without Caitlin Clark? Don't reveal yourself to be an idiot by asking the same question.
They're more dangerous without her. It's crazy comments here floating around social media at that point. But also understand this, like from a person that is known to have soft tissue injuries throughout his career, it compounds themselves. Hey, started with a quad. How to get to a groin? Your body overcompensates when you're truly not 100%. So for her, sit out as long as you possibly can, as long as you're in that playoff picture, and come back healthy. We'll all enjoy the playoff run if you can do that.
Yeah, and DRS for Clark, by the way, who last year, despite the crazy turnaround, of course, the WNBA rookies find themselves in after, if they did, like Clark, reaching a national championship game or a deep run in the NCAA tournament, basically turn around within a few weeks and start their WNBA professional careers as well. Clark was healthy, healthy throughout the entirety of her 4 years at Iowa. This is really the first time she has missed considerable time throughout her basketball career. A doubleheader tonight, really good matchup in the WNBA in Atlanta. The Dream take on the Valkyrie. Golden State, an expansion team, 9-8 above 500. Atlanta, 11-7, fifth best record in the WNBA, 6.5-point spread in favor of the Dream. The Mercury, also pretty solid this season as well. DRS, 12-6 alongside the Liberty, tied for that second best record. They will take on Paige Beckers and the Dallas.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
A football state of mind in this month of July that, of course, as we well know, is a football month here on the Early Line. We have an NFL game, albeit preseason, in the Hall of Fame game at the end of this month. On Saturday, just 5 days away, our first players report to training camp. The rookies of the LA Chargers, who, of course, were a playoff team in Jim Harbaugh's first year. And that's kind of our theme early this week, DRS, looking at what we have around the National Football League. Playoff teams from a season ago, the 7 in each conference, the 14 in total, and if they can be back in the postseason in 2025. We start with our 7 seeds, and we start in the AFC, a team we did not anticipate being a playoff team a season ago. That was the Denver Broncos, with a rookie quarterback in Bo Nix in the second year at altitude under head coach Sean Payton. And yet, DRS, double-digit wins, a 10-7 record for Denver, despite having a win total of 5.5 at this stage last offseason. Did they get hammered in Western New York against the Bills, as they were expected to, as nearly a touchdown underdog? Yeah, they lost 31-7. But did they get to the playoffs when nobody really expected that to be the case? Yes, they certainly did. Win total for Denver this upcoming season, 9.5. Some slight juice on the under. Third best price to win the AFC West. A 14-1 price to win the AFC. 28-1 to win a Super Bowl. And DRS, maybe most importantly, that -112 price or so for Denver to get back to the AFC playoffs. It is the 7th best price around the conference. That number of 7 important, as Denver will tell you, as the 7th seed, our 7th and final, and our 3rd and final wild card team to see the postseason last year in the AFC.
Yeah, I like the prognosis here for the Denver Broncos because the maturation process of your quarterback should continue. You got a fantastic head coach in Sean Payton. We understand that. And also Bo Nix as a rookie threw 29 touchdown passes up against only 12 interceptions. Usually you might see a rookie quarterback throw a lot of touchdown passes, but a lot of interceptions trying to learn his craft. And you know, early on, they wanted Bo Nix to win that job and he won that job. And while he's playing in the regular season, you're going to have those mistakes early, but he really had a solid season with a passer rating of a 93, almost threw for 4,000 yards, ended up with about 337.50, if I remember here. If we're looking at the defense, they got good pass rushers. They might have the best cornerback in football in Patrick Surtain the second. You also add some weapons on offense with Evan Ingram to a solid offensive line. He picked up some speed in the draft at the running back position. And the maturation process, as I talked about here for Bo Nix, should continue. And Sutton and Vele are quality wide receivers. Now, the only downfall might be is I don't think you get an easy victory over the Las Vegas Raiders anymore. They're more competent this year coming in under Tom Brady led. You get a new head coach in Pete Carroll. Obviously, you have a veteran quarterback in Geno Smith. You're not trying out rookie quarterbacks on a week-to-week basis. But also, you take a look at the LA Chargers. Very good team looking to buy. And then there's the Kansas City Chiefs. So it's a very competitive conference where I don't know if you can lay out and say they absolutely have to get their team total. They must get 10 wins at this point and not have a successful season. Most teams are judged on successful season, making the playoffs, a playoff win, see if you can compete for a championship. But I am high on the Denver Broncos, but I just don't know how high, Ben, that ceiling is supposed to be. Could you see a down step here for Bo Nix at the quarterback position? Maybe, right. But I'm not anticipating a solid season for me for the Denver Broncos is once again, or just, you know what? Being in the playoff mix, which doesn't mean you enter into December two games back. I mean like the final week of the season. Win and get in, you have it done, you lose there, you learn a little bit more. That's what I'm talking about for the Broncos.
Yeah, completely agree, DRS. I expect Denver to flirt with 10 wins again. I expect Denver to flirt with playoff contention. But we know the AFC is competitive. And who is one team that finished above 500 but missed out on the postseason that has a higher outlook than that of Denver this year? It would be the Cincinnati Bengals. We'll talk about the Steelers and their expectations under Aaron Rodgers as we have a few times because, of course, Pittsburgh was a playoff team last year and not thought of as maybe a playoff team this time around. But I think the Broncos got better this offseason. They drafted R.J. Harvey, the great running back from UCF. They could not run the football really all that effectively last year. J.K. Dobbins is now in Denver as well. You add a couple of good wide receivers in the draft. Bo Nix's best friend and his former teammate at Oregon, Troy Franklin, a speedster and a downfield threat, Pat Bryant, who was great at Illinois, and a really stout defense last year, DRS. We would expect to do much of the same. They add in Jahdae Barron, who was their first round pick, the Thorpe Award winner for the best DB in college football last year, to player with the defensive player of the year in Patrick Surtain the second from a season ago. Again, a lot of that rides on Bo Nix, as DRS said, 29 touchdowns to 12 interceptions in most of those INTs thrown in his first two career starts and early on. Certainly in a great situation under Sean Payton. Let's go to the 7th seed in the NFC. That being the Green Bay Packers, an 11-win team a season ago. Lost in the wild card round 22-10. Did not really look all that competitive, DRS, in that opening round game in Philadelphia. And yet, Green Bay thought of not just as a playoff team, but a true contender around the NFC at 10-1, and a team that can certainly rival the Detroit Lions within the division because of all the changeover we have seen in the coaching staff for the Lions entering 2025. There was a team last year, the Packers, that were looked at very favorably to elevate that ceiling after the playoff win over the Cowboys on the road the year prior, expected to elevate that ceiling, not just to be a playoff team, but make a deep postseason run in the NFC in 2025.
Why not? Just got to stay healthy at this point. The defense, look, I don't love the defense, but it is above average, and that's something there to be said about some of these other teams that we're all going to talk about. But understand this. The offensive line is decent here for Green Bay, but I love the head coach. Like, Matt LaFleur has been there, done that. He's had a lot of success in the regular season, got a lot of teams into the playoffs. And if you're looking for an upgrade here, here's what it's going to be. Josh Jacobs, just stay healthy. I mean, what an engine last year. What a phenomenal pickup there in the backfield. You take a look at Jordan Love. It's up to him to take that next step. Just got married here, heading off into life now with a partner. You take a look at Dobbs, Reed, and Golden. Golden, a draft pick here, adding that extra speed. We always talk about the that lineup, per se, right, at the wide receiver position. Yeah. Can somebody just separate themselves? And even if they can't, there's a lot of speed and a lot of opportunity to use that pseudo West Coast offense for a lot of those pieces that fit together here. I like the Green Bay Packers to win a championship. Maybe not. Really good season. They'll be in the playoffs again, though.
We'll talk about that ceiling in Lambeau next. Yeah.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Our playoff profiles continue all week long around the National Football League. Teams that reached the postseason a year ago and hoping for the same in 2025, if not even a higher ceiling. And I think that is a fair conversation, DRS. In Titletown, USA, that being the Green Bay Packers. Jordan Love, at times, injured and inconsistent a season ago, of course, needs to elevate his game if the Packers as a whole want to be elevated into a true contender. 11 wins a season ago, a playoff team, the seventh seed in the NFC, and a -112 price to get back to the postseason, sixth best around the NFC. The Vikings, by the way, -106, the seventh and final team in slight minus money to see the postseason. Jordan Love should be very happy this offseason. The Packers, for the first time in more than two decades, since 2002, drafted a receiver in round number one of the NFL draft in front of the hometown crowd back in April. The speedster from Texas via Houston, that being Matthew Golden. What can we anticipate, DRS, out of year number three, truly, as a full-time starter in Jordan Love, and what that will mean for Green Bay this year and beyond?
Solid performance. That's what you're hoping for, right? And also understand this. You take a look at his 2023 season statistics, 4,100 yards, 32 touchdown passes, 11 interceptions, a 96.1 rating. He said, what happened? Played in all the games last year, wasn't injured, but only 3,389 yards and 25 touchdown passes to 11 interceptions, almost an identical passer rating. What happens was Josh Jacobs came to town. He said, you know what? This guy's going to be a catalyst. Maybe I don't have to throw so many times in all of these game situations where my running back can handle that. And I love that. And now you upgrade with some speed. If Christian Watson can stay healthy the whole year, Matthew Golden, the rest of those Smurfs, I like to call him at wide receiver, why can't we have a dynamic offense? Because I love Matt LaFleur. Great play caller. You know, we're not going through a new system with different play callers and jargon on a year-to-year basis. This is Jordan Love. Joined the Packers in 2021, 2022, limited sparring, you know, out there on a start or two. And then you saw the full season in 2023, and we liked what he saw. And also 2024, making the playoffs. Not his fault. You go on the road. You had to play the Philadelphia Eagles. Oh, I couldn't come away with a victory. They won the Super Bowl championship. championship. You're just looking now to say, okay, let's have a season where you get home playoff games and see if we can sort of use that to our advantage in playing Lambeau in the freezing cold in the dead of winter. I like this Green Bay Packers team. In love with them? No. But this is a playoff team by far. They just need to stay healthy. It's a lot of good things on a week-to-week basis. I would like to bet with them because I do think they're going to be talent across the board with a legitimate chance for Jordan Love to throw 30 touchdown passes this year with the added weaponry as long as it stays healthy. Yeah.
In DRS, I think the only concern around Jordan Love was what we saw in that wild card round game in Philadelphia. No touchdowns, three INTs, sloppy with the football, which was very different than the Jordan Love we saw in his playoff debut in Dallas in the wild card round in 2023, pulling off that upset. The Packers did as nearly a touchdown underdog, 272, three touchdowns without a single pick for Jordan Love the year prior. Did throw two interceptions against the 49ers in that second round divisional game. Again, that's kind of the question, right? When it's one performance, even if it's the postseason, we start to think of it as a more significant stage, incorrectly so. Uh-oh, are the Packers really going to be able to win games that they need to when it matters most in the postseason with Jordan Love? I would say they're okay. Now, Matthew Golden, a first-round pick at the wide receiver spot, is he that true number one or an additional piece to a lot of depth in the wide receiver room? That will remain to be seen. I will say this, not only Josh Jacobs, of course, a great first season in Green Bay, but a defense under Jeff Hafley that was a lot better as well. For the first time under Matt LaFleur, it was the first time DRS Green Bay ranked top 10 in both scoring and total defense. Points allowed, yardage allowed. They had been top 10 in one of those two key categories, but not top 10 in both. The defense a ton better in 2024. All right, now let's get to our six seeds in playoff conversation. We go back to the AFC. It's been a team, DRS, we have studied and discussed a ton this offseason. That would be Aaron Rodgers in the Pittsburgh Steelers. A 10-win record a year ago. A playoff spot for the fourth time in 5 years. But this time, even with the addition of Aaron Rodgers, in the trades that the Steelers have made, including most recently acquiring Jalen Ramsey and Jonnu Smith, plus 140 the price on the Steelers to see the postseason, I feel that we both stand in the same point. That we expect Pittsburgh to be a winning football team. Heck, maybe even get the 10 wins or a playoff spot. But will they finally earn a playoff win? That is the question for the first time since 2016. It will be the question that DRS and I continue to break down on the other side of the break here on the Early Line.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Our playoff profiles around the NFL. Last year's postseason teams in the National Football League are 7 from the AFC, are 7 from the NFC, and if they will get back to that very significant stage, being a playoff appearance in 2025. One of the teams that made it last year, DRS, ended up being the 6th seed in the AFC, despite dropping the final 4 games of the regular season to end up in a wild card spot. That would be the Pittsburgh Steelers. And of course, they have been maybe the team of the offseason, the acquisition of Aaron Rodgers, the blockbuster trade a few weeks ago, acquiring Jalen Ramsey and Jonnu Smith from the Miami Dolphins. Earlier in the offseason, the big trade for DK Metcalf. All of these moves that Pittsburgh has made to try to win this year, and not that's not just having a winning record for the 19th consecutive year under Mike Tomlin or winning enough games to earn a playoff spot. It is making noise in the postseason, something that has not happened in the Steel City since 2016. It was the last time that Pittsburgh won a playoff game. It was the last time that Pittsburgh reached the AFC championship game. And Donnie, we have talked often about the Steelers this year. On a special PFT show that aired a ton throughout 4th of July weekend, I swear I caught a segment that you guys do on Pro Football Today called Sell Me Something, a plus money price that you can make a convincing case, maybe a longer shot to bet. And that for you guys was a postseason number. And you had something on the Pittsburgh Steelers. Can you let the early line audience know what that was?
I don't think I had that. I had the Dallas Cowboys getting knocked off in the wild card round as my Selby.
Damn it, I knew it was one of the teams that failed in the postseason.
Yeah, we were close. You could probably add that as well because, to be honest, it does line up similar to the Dallas Cowboys. There's talent on the Dallas Cowboys enough to get to the playoffs. They're not winning a wild card game. And I feel the same way about the Pittsburgh Steelers because I don't think they're going to get the number one seed, which means, Ben, they will be in the wild card round probably on the road because I don't think they're going to win the division. So you could probably line up similar stats here from the Dallas Cowboys as a perfect correlation to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Because for me, if we segue into the Steelers, that defensive line is going to be absolutely filthy as long as TJ Watt shows up. You spend your first round draft pick on the big defensive tackle out of Oregon, which gives him Highsmith, Harmon, Hayward, and Watt on that front line. You make a move for Ramsey. You can't have enough quality cornerbacks here. He had a solid season for Miami, probably going to be reinvigorated being in a new city outside of Miami. You have Slay as the veteran quarterback on one side and Porter Jr. Yes, you gave up a talented safety, but safeties aren't nearly as important as cornerbacks here. Aaron Rodgers, as long as he can stay upright, Ben, that's the key right there because the offensive line isn't great. It's up to Arthur Smith to say, you know what, maybe a little bit less on the routes out there, an extra blocker or two to give Aaron Rodgers a chance in the pocket. But this team, you want to talk about the disappointment. If this is the season that Mike Tomlin finishes under 500, it all must go from general manager to head coach to quarterback and just restart here in Pittsburgh.
I think the quarterback will go, regardless of how successful the season is in Pittsburgh. At least that was the indication from Aaron Rodgers. But maybe, DRS, the reason I got confused is because on certain sports books, you can bet stage of elimination. And you looked at the Cowboys, whose win total not nearly as optimistic as the Pittsburgh Steelers. Actually, I think both are 7.5, but the juice on the over now for both the Cowboys and the Steelers, who we often have described as having regular season success, despite not having the postseason success that both franchises expect and crave. The Dallas Cowboys to be ousted in the wild card round, a plus 470 price. The Pittsburgh Steelers to be ousted in the wild card round, a plus 360 number. And Donnie, I would not be surprised if that is the case. The Steelers win 10 games. The Steelers make the playoffs with Aaron Rodgers, and they lose in that first game. They have not just lost every playoff game they have played since 2016. They have also been a hefty underdog, anticipated to lose basically all of them as well. Plus 360, that price again on Pittsburgh to reach the postseason, but lose in the wild card round. Around a plus 140 number on the Steelers to reach the postseason. All right, we have spent so much time talking about the Pittsburgh Steelers throughout this NFL offseason. Let's now move it forward to the Washington Commanders, the sixth seed last year in the NFC, a 12-win football team that did capitalize on a historic season in Landover, Maryland, with historic performances in the playoffs as well. Of course, DRS, the Commanders getting to the NFC Championship game for the first time since 1991, more than three decades, and in their first year under Dan Quinn, with Jaden Daniels, the rookie quarterback, they get to that NFC title game. Boy, did they get hammered by their divisional foes in the Philadelphia Eagles, but getting to that stage, there can only be optimism entering 2025 for Daniels and the Commanders. But when there is optimism, there also is an added expectation. Can the Commanders get back to that stage once again and continue to improve on a sensational rookie year for Jaden Daniels? To me, that is the main narrative around this Washington team entering 2025.
And it feels like it is all on Jaden Daniels. Had an unbelievably sensational rookie season, which culminated in a monster playoff victory over the Detroit Lions just to get themselves into a chance to get to a Super Bowl, which they faltered against the Philadelphia Eagles. It's a tough spot, man. The Eagles were a good team. The Eagles were at home. They got laid to waste there. You sort of learned. Nobody thought at the beginning of the season the Commanders would be playing for an NFC championship. But now things change and the stakes are higher. You still have your offensive coordinator coming back in Cliff Kingsbury. That was key. We thought maybe he'd move on with a legitimate chance to be another you know, head coaching job in the NFL. He stays. Dan Quinn, one of the better head coaches. They're just sort of a calming influence, and he'll get that defense right. The defense doesn't have a ton of talent to me. Like, Bobby Wagner's aging. He was great last year. Will he be great again this year? The defensive line took some hits with some moves that they made. The, you know, the cornerback position, Marshawn Lattimore, 86th ranked cornerback last year. One of those veteran guys you bring over. He didn't work out all that well, but the offense should move. The question is Terry McLaurin going to be happy, and how quickly will he be in camp because he's holding out for a new deal? Debo Samuel comes over, a lot of question marks. Did he lose his fastball in San Francisco? Maybe just a change of scenery and a new play caller where it's like, wait a second, well, you didn't go from a bad play caller. You probably went from the best play caller in the NFL over the past decade in Kyle Shanahan to a good play caller, and we'll see if they use him correctly. I like the offense from Washington, but I always point out, like, just because you had a great rookie season, the expectations is you will continue that great sophomore season, which isn't always the case. What's the ceiling for Washington? Could they win the NFC East? Yes. But I do feel like they're going to be battling for second place here in the NFC East with the Dallas Cowboys almost neck and neck the entire way. The expectations for me of a successful season usually are, well, what did you do last year? Oh, we made the NFC Championship game. You better get at least back there. I don't know if that's the case here. A successful season to me in Washington is Jaden Daniels continues to look good and is healthy, and they make a playoff run. I just don't know if that playoff run is going to get as far as the NFC Championship game. Maybe a little bit more of a lightning in a bottle type season where we didn't expect it. Now people are expecting it, and we'll see if they can deliver.
Pulled the upset over the Buccaneers, of course, the big upset against the banged up Detroit Lions in the divisional round on the road in the Motor City. But for what Jaden Daniels was able to accomplish during his rookie season, basically ran away with NFL Offensive Rookie of the Year by week 6 or 7 to then stack up those numbers in his first ever postseason and win those games outright on the road. The future, incredibly bright. You see it there, more than 3,500 passing yards, a rookie record in terms of rushing yards at 891 for a quarterback, surpassing Robert Griffin III, another quarterback who did that for the Washington franchise. Just the fourth ever quarterback in NFL history, DRS, to have at least 3,500 passing yards and 800 yards on the ground, joining Kyler Murray, who did so back in 2020, and Lamar Jackson, who has done so each of the previous two seasons as well. 25 TDs to 9 interceptions. If the Commanders are not a playoff team, that will be a dismal disappointment this season. If the Commanders don't get to the divisional round or back to the conference title game, Donnie, I will not be surprised, and I don't think I will be like, ah, man, that's a bad year now for the Commanders. I don't think it will change my outlook on Washington in that sort of fashion. The Commanders expected to be back in the postseason, and that is a great step. Yep. We'll talk more around these NFL playoff profiles on the other side of the break here on TEL.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time, and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
So of the playoff profile teams we looked at around the NFL, our 6 and 7 seeds last year in both the AFC and in the NFC. As we look at those four teams, DRS, and what their odds are to reach the postseason once again, three of the four we highlighted, the 6 and 7 seed in the NFC, the Commanders and the Packers, and the 7 seed last year in the AFC, the Broncos, all are favored as of this moment to reach the postseason once again. Minus 130 on Washington, minus 114 on Denver, minus 112 on Green Bay. The only team that is not favored with a minus money price to see the playoffs again, that would be the Pittsburgh Steelers at plus 140. Those are where the odds stack up as of this moment.
Yeah, and if I look at those four, too, let's play a game like the odd man out for me. And if I go down this list and I take a look at the Commanders minus 130 price, I do think they're a quality football team. Jaden Daniels is a good quarterback. They'll be right in the mix to make the playoffs. I don't mind taking that bet at a minus 130. I take a look down. Let's go to the opposite end of it. The Pittsburgh Steelers at a plus 140 price. Mike Tomlin, with worse quarterbacking and worse team situations, has always been above 500, which means you'll be in the playoff mix at a plus money price. I don't mind taking the Pittsburgh Steelers at a plus 140. Talked about the Green Bay Packers at a minus 112 price to make the playoffs here. I'm high on the Green Bay Packers. To win a championship? No. But to be in the playoffs again? Absolutely. It would be the Broncos for me, Ben, at a minus 114 price. I'm not saying like I don't like the Broncos ending into the season, but I just get that team in that division. And if we don't get Bo Nix, let's just say, playing better football than he did last year, I think that might even out for them. We're not saying they can't make the playoffs or be above 500. They're going to be a quality team this year. They're not going to be run over unless outside of ridiculously devastating injuries. But if I had to pick one team who possibly wouldn't make the playoffs out of that list, I'd probably go Broncos at the minus 114 price as them not making the playoffs.
Now, I would agree with you, DRS. It might seem a little bit surprising to look at a Pittsburgh Steelers team that we have often said, Aaron Rodgers doesn't really move the needle. But what is really, of course, that for Pittsburgh is winning a playoff game to get to the postseason. Quarterbacks with the names of Trubisky and Rudolph have done that in Pittsburgh. Yeah. So the idea that Rodgers, even at 41 and in year number 21, could do the same, not overly or utterly surprising. I would say of the teams most likely to miss the postseason on that graphic, again, I think the Denver Broncos are that side. Donnie, there will be one team in the AFC that can really kind of change the perspective of a few of these wildcard teams more than most. And I think that is Joe Burrow and the Bengals. Even with a dismal defense last year, since he still was 9-8, and despite starting 0-3, gave themselves a chance in the final month, albeit a very long shot. If the Bengals do not start 0-3, if their defense can sign Trey Hendrickson and the rookie Shamar Stewart, and Al Golden can call some solid plays, and they're even average or slightly above, without a doubt, I think the Bengals are a playoff team and not just a postseason team, but maybe a true contender in the AFC to rival the big three. That would be Buffalo, Baltimore, and Kansas City at this moment. The Bengals are the team to me in the AFC that can really kind of shake up the playoff picture as it stands right here, right now, before we even discuss the idea of teams that might be a surprise, as we always have it each and every season.
It doesn't feel like there's any middle ground with the Cincinnati Bengals heading into this year, because the one thing we do know is Joe Burrow is going to take a lot of sacks. I don't like that offensive line all that much. That's usually like the linchpin of your season. You got to keep Joe Burrow upright and healthy. But also understand this, like, we do knock that defense as it was bad, and they lost some players, but it's almost like, well, you lost players from a bad defense. Does it actually matter? Maybe some of the younger guys coming in. I know you got Demetrius Knight there from South Carolina to step in maybe at the linebacker position to add some depth there. You also have a new defensive coordinator, so maybe just the philosophy change ups the tempo. But it feels like to me, Ben, this is either going to be when like a 5-win football team or a 12-win football team with nothing in between at this point, because the talent on offense is there. But if you're not getting stops and your quarterback is getting sacked, we know the injuries can pile up. Because trust me on this, like, just about any team out there loses their starting quarterback for 2 to 3 weeks in a time, it's over for the Bengals. They won't be able to recover from that. But what we're hoping for is lightning in a bottle. Hendrickson comes back. Stewart is signed. You have a decent little pass rush. The offense moves the football. And you're right, Ben. You don't start the season 0-3. Maybe you make it out of September with a 3-1 record, and you say, all right, we usually start bad. Now we didn't. Now the advantage is towards us. But it feels like there's no middle ground for me. This isn't a 7 or 8-win football team. It's either 5 or over double digits.
And when you look at the Bengals' price, DRS, it is 21-1 to win a Super Bowl. It is tied for the ninth best number inside the top 10 alongside the Minnesota Vikings. Again, if the Bengals cannot start at least 0-2, last year was 0-3, they have started 0-2 each of the last 3 years. And still, when Joe Burrow has been healthy, we're a playoff team that reached the AFC Championship in 2022 and nearly a playoff team with an 0-3 start in 2024. That would be such a better spot for the Bengals to be in. It doesn't take a genius to understand that not starting 0-3 and maybe being 3-1 is a better start. Everybody in the AFC North is going to play a competitive schedule. What are the benefits of being 9-8 and not in first place in a division from the year prior is that you get a slightly easier slate than the Ravens or the Steelers in front of you entering the upcoming season. In fact, the Bengals have the easiest schedule. It's not easy. It's still bottom half hardest in the NFL, but the easiest of the four teams around the AFC North. Again, there are always surprises each and every year. Teams that regress in a positive way. We can look at the Bengals in the AFC. When you look at those Super Bowl odds, a team that won six games last year, DRS, in the 49ers has one of the best prices to win a Super Bowl out of the NFC. Could the Bears finally do something? Will the Vikings drop off with J.J. McCarthy in his de facto rookie year? There's a lot of changes that we could see within the NFC playoff picture as well.
Yeah, a lot of fun. I can't wait to watch it play out because I do want to get some of that information that comes out of training camp, how these teams are looking here, who's high, who's not showing up to training camp at this point. Injuries will happen. We're going to hate that in the preseason before the NFL season gets underway. But if you are looking for those teams, like, I'm not really high on the Vikings, to be honest. Like, usually a rookie quarterback will burn your money here. Now, it's not a true rookie quarterback because technically he's been in the system and has been a pro for over a year. But Sam Darnold, say what you want. Outside of those final 2 weeks of the season, that guy was heating up in the pocket and cooking out there for Kevin O'Connell. Can we see the same thing from J.J. McCarthy? We'll find out.
It's a good situation to be in, but I have many questions. We'll check in on Wimbledon next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time, and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Favorite part of the show, a Wimbledon update for the championships over at the All England Club. Round of 16 action taking place as we speak before quarterfinal Tuesday, and both the men's and women's draw comes our way tomorrow. And DRS, let's get right into what we are seeing on the men's side as we speak. These odds as of Sunday night. Novak Djokovic, plus 470, third best price behind the new era of the big two in Carlos Alcaraz and Jannik Sinner. We'll discuss in just a moment. Djokovic, though, today in his round of 16 match against the Australian Alex de Minaur, lost the opening set, got hammered 6-1. He is now, as he just won the most recent game, up 4-3 and back to a minus 300 favorite overall to win the match. I bet him when he lost that sixth game in this second set to be tied at 3-3 to the Australian at a minus 150 price with a little profit boost. on the FanDuel Sportsbook to get to that minus 115 number. Novak Djokovic now back in control, the odds makers would say, but he is down a set so far in this round of 16 match.
Yeah, take a look, too, as you're watching the live numbers here. You see him listed at a plus 470 price. He was actually at a 6-1 price here, just dropped to plus 550 as a live favorite here to try to get back in and certainly win Wimbledon. So as these matches are going on, those future prices will be changing there, and you always want to buy low, sell high at that point. So on the move. Now, he just dropped back to a 6-1 price, so I don't know what's going on in the tennis match right now, but live numbers here, flipping back and forth in the actual match itself, and also, as I said, on the men's futures board.
Yeah, no doubt about it, DRS. Yesterday, Carlitos dropped the opening set to Andrei Rublev, the Russian, and came back to win the next three in impressive fashion. Alcaraz is the favorite to make it three in a row at the All England Club. Of course, our back-to-back champ at Wimbledon, getting past Novak Djokovic in both. A plus 120 price on Carlos Alcaraz overnight. World number one and the top seed, Jannik Sinner, at plus 150. Sinner in action today in the round of 16, a minus 4,000 favorite against Grigor Dimitrov. That match a little bit after noon Eastern time. Ben Shelton, the American youngster, minus 410 in his round of 16 match to get to the quarters. That would be two American men if Shelton can cash in on that hefty favorite number to see the quarterfinal round, as Taylor Fritz advanced yesterday after injury to his opponent in the round of 16. DRS, of course, the last American man to win at Wimbledon, Pete Sampras in the year 2000. The last American male tennis player to win a Grand Slam title, that would be Andy Roddick in 03 at the U.S. Open. Some pretty green pastures, though, on the green grass for the Americans as of this moment. But still, of course, we expect it. Yeah, I see that look on your face. Carlos Alcaraz and Jannik Sinner more than likely going to face off in the final.
Now, I got a question. I do. Please. I'm looking at the – Ben, here's what I need you to do. Bring up the Wimbledon men's future betting odds that has everybody included in that men's market. Can you do that for me? Do you have it up right now? Now, go through that and see why my eyes are saying, like, I don't know about this one. Can you figure out why?
Well,
just go through all the names.
Fact that Alcaraz, Sinner, Djokovic, Fritz, Shelton, Alex de Minaur, Flavio Caboli, Cam Nori,
read the full names.
Karen Khachanov, Grigor Dimitrov, Lorenzo Sonego.
Like Karen is the name of a men's tennis player? What's the pronunciation?
I would assume so. Well, we don't have
Karen?
A Russian tennis player. I don't know.
Karen is Russian tennis player?
Yeah, he's a Russian. I don't know. Maybe it's Karen, or maybe it's a more common name in Ruski than we know.
We don't have our
tennis aficionado Joe Friso here this week. Great work behind the scenes, though, by the crew. That never stops, but he could certainly tell us the entire backstory of Karen Khachanov. I would assume, or Karen Khachanov, who is 130-1. How about the actual women and their draw? Arina Sabalenka, DRS, continues to look dominant on the grass at minus 160. Iga Świątek plays a little bit afternoon Eastern time. And Emma Navarro at 30-1. Amanda Anisimova, she is an American as well. I believe the 13 seed, she's onto the quarterfinals at a 13-1 price.
How about Anastasia Pavluchnikova at 60-1, Ben? How about that, man? Let's go deep down that list. Let's do it.
Crazy moment yesterday, DRS. Wimbledon has foregone the line judges, the actual humans operating with an automated system, but the system was down yesterday and had a flagrant miss in that match of the player that you mentioned. Hour three, next.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Even though severe cases can be rare, respiratory syncytial virus, or RSV, is still the leading cause of hospitalization in babies under one. RSV often begins like a cold or the flu, but can quickly spread to your baby's lungs. Ask your doctor about preventative antibodies for your baby this season, and visit protectagainstrsv.com. The information presented is for general educational purposes only. Please ask your healthcare provider about any questions regarding your health or your baby's health.